This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Southern California, the birthplace of surf culture, has a new trend, surfing dogs. I'm not sure I believe this. Do they hang 11 if you count the tail? In any event, apparently surfing dogs are even entering competition. Gloria Hillard has more.
At first, the surfing class seemed a bit out of control. Some of the students were running in circles. Two Boston Terriers were engaged in a game of tug-of-war. And then the Chihuahua mix caught a 10-inch wave. The dog's owner, Ginny Moncour, camera in hand, was the most excited.
And who is that out there?
That's
on them?
That's Angus.
Oh, Angus is doing pretty well.
Yeah, he really enjoys this.
Oh, there he goes.
He's going backwards.
Backwards on the board seemed to be the preferable style of the novice surfing dogs. Others preferred lying down. Kia, a small Russell Terrier with her own surfboard, was watching it all from the shore. Her owner, Renee Bruce, was teaching the surf clinic.
It's baby steps, you know, and what we really try to promote is the dogs wanting to get on the board and go have some fun, you know.
That's what most dogs were having, especially the ones chasing the boogie boards, when Bobby Gorgeous, the star pupil of last week, showed up.
Not to discriminate or anything, but you wouldn't really think as a Pomeranian being a surf dog, and he did so great, I couldn't believe it. All right, let's go, bud.
The small blonde dog hit the water running and then jumped on the board. This was his last chance to train before the surf competition. More than 40 dogs are entered in the Surf and Paws Dog Jam in Huntington Beach today. The sun's out, there are 2-foot swells, and the pros on their soft foam boards are getting in some practice time. Lori Ekman and Julie LaPointe are among the spectators.
Look at this gentleman, that chocolate lab.
Whoa. Whoa! He's still on the board!
Oh, look at this guy coming in!
There he is!
Nice ride!
Oh, that's great.
Yay!
One of the contestants is Hunter, a golden retriever in a neon doggy life vest. His owner, Rose Jeffrey, says they've both been surfing for 4 months now.
It's a way for me to spend time in the water with my dog, and now that my children are grown, I need an activity to use the surfboards that are left in my garage.
And then the crowd spotted a celebrity in the water, Tyson, the famous skateboarding bulldog. When I approached, both the dog and his owner, Jim Blauvelt, were shaking off sand and salt water.
We're just here for the fun. Okay. Yeah, no, there's some serious competitors here that we can't hold a candle to. Now, if it was skateboarding, that'd be different.
And then the competition gets underway. The two leading favorites are Nani, an 85-pound Bernese mountain dog, and Buddy, a Jack Russell. Both catch 3-foot waves and ride them all the way to shore. Veteran surfer Sam Wenzel is impressed with the competition.
One dog actually sat down on his haunches to catch the wave, and then the board started to tilt, and he put his leg out and steadied it. It was pretty incredible.
Not to mention the chocolate lab, who rides most of his waves backwards. Meanwhile, in the judges' booth.
Who's this dog on the yellow with the yellow?
Yeah, that's Eli.
That's Eli?
Oh, so Eli's caught two now.
Eli's caught two.
Do they get points off for going backwards, or is that considered?
That's okay. I think that's like style.
At the end of the day, it's the style of the Bernese mountain dog, Nani, who wins the judges over to take the grand prize. Nani's owner, Peter Knoll, says the dog's first time in the water was just 9 months ago.
Yeah, she's a newbie. But she's a natural. She really has a good time.
And then Nani and the rest of the contestants joined the other beach dogs, rolling in the sand and lounging under umbrellas. One even caught a frisbee. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.